Hey, so coming next to the stage, we have a bunch of wonderful guests from One Shot and Campaign here tonight. First, this gentleman took our stage, I believe, 2 years ago for the first and only time. He did an amazing Ira Glass impression. I don't know what's up tonight, but holy shit, that was so fucking good. This is Johnny O'Mara.
Hey, guys. I wrote this for a man that I love very dearly in spite of all of his flaws. good afternoon, faculty, staff, parents, President Nikias, and most importantly, USC mid-January graduating class of 2016. What an honor it is to be here. For those of you too young to know who I am, and I'm sure there are many of you, my name is George Lucas. I'm a writer, director, and philanthropist. I can imagine the first thing that comes to your young, innocent minds is, George Lucas, I've heard my dad talk about you. You directed some sci-fi movie about robots or something, right? And you are indeed correct. When you leave these hallowed halls, it's important to appreciate your early successes, of which I'm sure you'll have many. But it is equally important not to allow yourself to be defined by those successes either. Had I rested my laurels after the early success of my genre-defining science fiction film, THX 1138, I might not have experienced the rewarding and personal growth that came from later hardships. When I was a student here at USC's film school, never did I think that a young boy from Modesto would grow up to write and direct one of the most successful and influential films of the 1970s. Like me, when you leave this institution, you'll have the world at your hands, but the road to success will be long and difficult. After countless attempts to raise the funds, after having my ideas rejected by 4 separate studios, I was finally able to release the movie that I am most proud of. A critical and commercial success, a coming-of-age story about a ragtag group of youngsters trying to find their place in the universe. Though this story is set far in the past, I believe many of the truths found in the film transcend time. I owe the success of this film to all that I've learned here at USC. Without that valuable knowledge and the important lessons I learned from my sci-fi directorial debut, there would be no American Graffiti. You might find yourself facing unbeatable odds. It will feel like the universe is conspiring against you, but you'll overcome these odds, just like a certain ragtag group of pilots from a long time ago. Underdogs facing a cruel empire that will stop at nothing to gain control. Yes, just like those brave souls in Red Tails, you too will look in the face of adversity and succeed. But that's enough fun. I'm sure you're all wondering about the regrets I've had, and let me tell you, I've had quite a few. Every decision you make might not be the right one. However, it's important to learn from these just as much as you learn from your successes. Some failures will be greater than others, but each one will teach you a valuable lesson. Things are not always what they seem. For instance, when I began my relationship with the Walt Disney Company, I thought that they would treat my original vision with the same love and care that I brought to the project. Once it was already too late, I realized Disney's only concern was making money. They didn't care about the story they were telling. They only cared how many people would pay to watch their silly space movie. I felt betrayed by every choice they made, from lack of care and attention paid to the look and feel of the aliens, the underwhelming music, and the way they handled the characterization of the Supreme Leader. But the blame rests solely with me for allowing Disney to have such a huge role in making Captain EO. And it's a mistake I'll surely never make again. So now, go out into the world and make your own path. Your life is poetry. It rhymes. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. So happy to have you back.